Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Many modern Bible scholars, so-called, try to make a name for themselves by advancing totally unsupported theories concerning the Scriptures. For example, one theologian wrote a book about Christ's marriage. He did not have one shred of evidence that Jesus Christ was ever married. But that writer had his day in the sun. The news media gave him considerable publicity. But now his theory has been relegated to the scrap heap of discarded theories. Some of the New Age writers imagine that Ezekiel's wheel in a wheel was an unidentified flying object. But such foolishness hardly deserves our attention. Bishop John Shelby Spong and other radical writers have promoted the theory that the Apostle Peter did not write 2 Peter, in spite of what the author of the epistle says. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them who have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:1. Later in the same epistle, the author writes, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance." 2 Peter 3:1. In view of these statements of Petrine authorship, why would liberal scholars deny that Peter wrote 2 Peter? Some scholars insist that the Greek of 1 Peter is so much better than that of 2 Peter. They imagine that the same writer could not use beautiful, polished Greek in one book and rather crude Greek in another. Does that make sense to you? Is it possible the purposes of the two books had any bearing on the Greek Peter used? As all of you know, if you have read the two books, 2 Peter is one of the most critical books in all the New Testament. It is a direct and relentless attack against false teachers who had arisen and would arise in the church of our Lord. Peter did not hold back anything in his opposition to the soul-condemning error of those false teachers. Does that fact explain the differences in style and in language between 1 Peter and 2 Peter? The purpose of any book determines, at least to a great extent, the language of the author. Some commentators on 2 Peter point out how little the epistle was known in the first century. Apparently, it was not quoted by many writers in the first and second centuries. But what does that prove? Does it prove it was not known or that Peter did not write the book? My friends, it proves nothing more than it was not widely quoted in the first and second centuries. That fact should be approached very carefully. Did you know that the book of John at one time was thought to have been written in the middle of the second century or perhaps even later? But a portion of John's gospel was found which proved to all scholars that John was written in the first century. Why are not scholars more modest and wait until all the evidence is in before making judgments? When they have been shown to be wrong in their assessments of biblical books, why do they never apologize for being so dogmatic in their statements? Generally, what they do is forget about their first judgments and come up with another theory. Many of them will do almost anything to undermine the inspiration of God's book. Some scholars strongly object to Peter's uncompromising exposition of false teachers, but they seem to forget that he was simply following the words of Jesus. Matthew 7:15-20. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.